Welcome everybody to this very impromptu interview. This was really supposed to be just a discussion between me and our good friend Christian Osch, who is an expert in EMF radiations out in Switzerland, about metals and the effects of EMF radiation on metals. But this turned into a very interesting discussion, so much so that I said, wait, stop, Christian. We've got to turn this into an actual interview and air it, because the information that we're talking about here is going to affect every single one of you. I know it's affecting every single one in my own household. If you have a cell phone, a television, a computer, a router, even any simple plug in your house that connects to some kind of a device, this interview affects you. So let me introduce Christian Osch for those of you who have not yet seen him on any of our shows with myself or with Dr. T. Since September of 2023, Christian has been available sporadically for AUFI as an independent correspondent for Switzerland. The management of AUFI also gives him the opportunity to invite interesting, important Swiss interlocutors to interviews. Okay, look forward specifically for short statements coming from him and impulses directly from the heart of Switzerland. Christian is particularly pleased that he was able to meet Klaus Schweinsteiger in 2024. The experienced documentary filmmaker reports with factual insight on the latest developments in mobile communications, first with his feature film, Thank You for Calling, and then with the documentary film, The Digital Dilemma. And as co-producer and partner, Christian, who himself has excellent international connections, will support the producer of Schweinsteiger in making this important information accessible to a wide audience worldwide. And we're bringing this here now to you. Christian, welcome. This information is just going to blow everyone's mind. So tell me something. What if your house is grounded? What if your house is Ethernet only? Are you better protected than dealing with Wi-Fi in your house, or are we still being radiated because it's so strong in society, in our communities anyway?
Yes, actually, absolutely. We have nowhere to go. You know, I have this device here. I can show you this device. I work for this physics professor, and he developed these things, and it's kind of recreating the natural ambient radiations from the Schumann waves of fractal and substance spectrum. So these are different spectrums that improve my personal immune system. So it makes and strengthens my immune system, so my body can deal with the pulse radiations at a better level. So but normally right now, we as a community, we're being radiated to craziness, you know, literally, because what they're doing is they're telling us 5G is radiating us less. So lesser, that by the fact of the adaptive 5G antennas, they can target a gadget. So if you're on the phone, they can target that, and you only get radiated when they hit your device by demand. So in other words, you download something, you watch a movie, you're being hammered by that. But the problem is, it's a complete lie. So we have uncovered that, and this is also why we have now cases all the way at the Supreme Court level that we have won here in Switzerland. We have shown evidence that what these guys are saying is not true. We're being radiated 5G 316% over the radiation levels. 316%.
What if you turn off the 5G on your phone? What if you turn it off so that it's on 4G or LTE?
It's not about just you, of course, as close as you are, you like your router is not turned off and stuff like that. You don't use the fiber optics cable and stuff like that. That's one thing. But we as a community, you know, you have your neighbors, you have the antennas 100, 300 meters from your house, these whole towns. And the problem is with the 5G millimeter waves, I don't know exactly your bands that you're running right now, but the frequency bands we run here in Switzerland, the highest right now is 6G, okay? 6G, 6 gigahertz, 6 gigahertz. We're getting into the millimeter waves. So in order for them to penetrate through the walls, your concrete walls, glass, wood, metal, to get in down to your basement, so you know you still have your reception on your phone downstairs in the cellar, They have to turn up the watt. So in other words, the power. That's why they have to take 3 4G masts, antenna locations, and upgrade them for 4,000 watts to 35,000 watts for the 5G antennas, because these millimeter waves, they don't penetrate, they don't go as far. They have a lot more capacity transferring data, but it is extremely dangerous and damaging our health, because they have to turn up the watt. And they lie on this, on the standard. So the documentation, the data sheets they have to submit to the cities and or to the state to get those approved, a new, you know, location for a mast, they lie. They say only 100 watt is required, when in, we know from the manufacturing data, they have to have at least 5,500 to 6,000 watt for even a adaptive 5G antenna to get into operation. It's crazy. They lie like crazy.
I remember when you and I spoke about this last year that you had said, Michelle, we're not at 5G anymore. We're at 6G and beyond. I remember you and I having this conversation. So here, obviously, they're not advertising 6G. They're advertising 5G, but that's not to say they're not using 6G.
You know what? If the United States, I would assume it's the same. Here in Switzerland, we have a Supreme Court case from 2019. That's now 5 years ago, Michelle. That confirms that even Switzerland, probably the most well-coordinated, kind of managed and controlled nation in the world. It's so tiny, technologically extremely advanced. We have no quality QS system in place. We have no way, the government has no way of knowing from these over 20,000 locations for these, you know, masts. It's over 20,000 in Switzerland. There is no system in place that at any given time that could tell you how much that radiation or that level is exposing the community. So in other words, all these locations from those masts, they have no way an independent quality system, you know, security system to put that in place and monitor that. Nothing is monitored. It's crazy. It's a complete fascist system. Nobody knows.
It surprises me. I mean, the same thing happens with the wind turbines, you know. And I could talk about many other things that are the same, that are not regulated, because look, they don't have to. They don't have to, because they have a handshake and a contract and administration's allowed it, and that's it. And there are people above them who control the law. They're above the law. And that's just it. We are really actually in a lawless society.
It is. We are literally, we're in a judicial bankruptcy. And only with all the other teams, you know, if it's COVID, whatever it is, we have no chance. We only have so far success with our 5G strategy. And together with my partner, we are worldwide the furthest. There is no one this far winning against the government by uncovering in how corrupt and disruptive this whole thing has been. And so we now have, these are state Supreme Court, all the way to the National Supreme Court cases that were decided for us. It's unheard of. It's unheard of. And the funny thing is Daniel, that I'm doing this together, he was working for the state of Bern. He was working for the state first, and he was at the other side. He was looking at these applications for those locations for the 3G and the 4G masts, right, and antennas. He was working on that side, and he got into my newsletter, and he started seeing, like, what is this OSH guy doing? He's saying that this is illegal, and we're, you know, blah, 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 blah. So he wrote to me, and he says, I'm very interested, you know, can I be in your mailing list? Like, yeah, of course. It's like, well, I got I got my government email, but here's my private one. Let's make sure I get that stuff in my private one, because you're opening my eyes. That was 5 years ago, Michelle. And now he's on my team, and we're killing him because he's an insider. He's an insider. He knows exactly how to turn this thing upside down now.
Have you ever met, did I ever introduce you to Renette Stralafer?
No,
I might be
no.
butchering her name, but she was the creative person behind We Are Not Sam. Have you ever heard of that company?
We are not Sam.
Yeah, you need to look that up, and I need to connect the two of you. So We Are
Okay.
Not Sam. So Sam was like the dummy body that they used to test 5G on, not just
Oh,
5G.
that, yes. Okay.
So
That's
she's
the one in
involved in that.
Australia, right?
Yes.
Okay, yes.
She's involved in that. I'll connect you to each other. You really should.
I have, you've connected us. I did connect with her last year, but since then, we kind of never followed up. We
Get
have
back
so
in there
much to
again.
do.
I mean, she's got a ton of information. If you go and visit her site, wearenotsam.com, I believe it is. Go and look at it. Right now she's working on, we're going to have her on the show in September, and she's working on I'll tell you what it says here. She's working on an app called Lively, L-I and then V-E-L-Y, Lively. It says here, a pioneer in a digitally conscious movement. Renette, drawing on her experience as an ex-telecom marketing insider, recognized our collective struggle with digital overload and has now responded with Lively, an app designed to bring us back to the heart of real life experiences. But I mean, even beyond that's what she's doing now. But she was like, look at the We Are Not Sam site. Like, you really need to draw on some of that material for this film. And even as a promotion for the film, you should definitely, have her do a review of it and make a comment. I was going to say, just for anybody, this is kind of impromptu. An improv,
Yep.
because I was calling you on here to have like a quick, simple discussion, but I think I'm going to turn this into an interview that I'm going to release, because this is important information and we should have you come back. I think we are having you come back on the show very soon too. We use this. This is with a company called EMF Solutions, EMF Soul. And
Yep.
if you go to my bio site, which is, oh my gosh, it's in my Instagram, which is Live Well and Detox on Instagram. But I have a link for it in our bio site, or you can go to drtenpenny.com under shop, and it's there. It's EMF Soul, and you can get a percentage. Just mention Dr. T when you call them. They do they what they'll actually do, Christian, is they will handhold you through your own situation to figure out what your household looks like, what the needs are of your house, how many devices you have, connected TVs, this, that, and the other. And then figure out your budget and then tell you what you should actually put into your home. And you should see some of their videos. I should connect you with them too. The founder, his name is Corey Hillis. I'll connect you with them, send you some of the videos that they've done. And like simple thing like this, you can see like the piece in there, which helps with EMF, helps with the EMFs so that they're not causing damage going through your body.
Yeah,
But
so
it's not gonna pass, but
it's a harmonizer concept. Yes.
something idea like that.
Interesting. I've seen this come across you guys' information from Sherry, I'm on her mailing and stuff, so I have seen this come across.
If you're interested in speaking with him, his videos are really phenomenal. So he has a lot of science behind it, a lot of research. I think that it'll be very helpful for you guys to work together as well. I have my whole house done, but I mean we're still at risk. I have one connected to my phone. I mean, imagine the dangers of having this on beside your head at night when you sleep. And so many people do that. And we try, like I said, we try to protect as much as possible what's inside of our own house. What do you, my original question to you when I called you on to an interview with me, or a chat with me, really, was about EMFs and heavy metals. Talk to me about that.
There's, I think, more and more studies now that confirm the problems with that. And we believe that what happened with our mRNA jab, there were certain things, I think, put into these jabs that would allow. I mean, there's, we follow the patents. And we follow the technology. If we look at DARPA gel entails and who was behind all this, so it makes perfect sense for us, with the digitalization into transhumanization and being utilizing, in other words, if we are supposed to become the antenna, right? And 6G is supposed to no longer be on our handies, in other words, in our cell phones, the chip. the chip is supposed to be inside us. So, I mean, there's still obviously various things that have to be evidenced and confirmed and, you know, all that. But it does look like we are on the way into that transhumanization. And with 6G, it will make perfect sense. And I think right here in Switzerland, our national parliament did not agree to go forward with 6G, because now we're having such an effect with our court cases, and now bringing in this new study out, you know, Atom 3, we show them that there is a huge piece of work to be done in regards to long-term studies of EMF-RF effects of us. See, the way I see this now, Michelle, is 5G is a military technology, okay? 6G and beyond, of course, as well. But, you know, in the military, it's like that. When a technology has done its work and they go to the next generation, they release that to the economy, so to say. They create a few companies and technologies. Usually the CIA is involved, right? They do these little sub companies, and then they launch this thing over the stock exchange and they make billions, you know, with these technologies. Well, telecom is about 7 to 8 times larger than pharmaceutical industry, you can imagine. So the military and telecom are obviously hand in hand, just with the infrastructure and all this. So when they can implement 5G for our, the control and the manipulation of us humans, so every step we take is being monitored, and they have this chip, if that is going to, you know, do our certification for the vaccination certifications, in other words, this international ID, you know, through the UN Agenda 2030, if that gets implemented, they have a perfect way to track us with that international data accumulation. And it makes perfect sense that their plan is strategized through a military operation with also Secret Service and all that. And it's top down. See, the US military really likes, or in other words, the top elite likes the concept from the Chinese. The Chinese are the furthest in all that research and also the implementation from 5G all the way to the credit system. There is no other nation further than China. Why? Because, yes, they have also like a kind of a constitution, but they don't care. They don't have to, you know what I mean? They can just march forward by implementing these new technologies. They don't care how many hundreds of millions they're going to kill. They have plenty of people, so to say. So the Chinese are way ahead with the technology over the Americans, because we have these laws that hold them back. We have a constitution, the same thing here in Switzerland. So now there's top-down pressure on from the international, if that is the 3GPs, okay, the banking cartels, putting the pressure onto the think tanks, World Economic Forum, blah, 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 all the way down to the UN and all that. That gets top-down implemented into the national governments. And that's our national governments at the third level. So they're getting the orders down. And now the Swiss government is supposed to implement this 5G technology. And we have laws to protect us from all sorts, all the natural environment and all that. They can't circumvent this. And this is where we get them with our legal strategy. So they have massive, massive problems now marching ahead. At the same time, China is already on its way with 6G. So it's really amazing. And here in Switzerland, really short, we have three providers. We have Swisscom, we have Salt and Sunrise. In 2017, Sunrise sold all their locations, the mass locations, from all the antennas, to Cellnex in Spain. In 2019, Salt, the second provider, also sold all their locations to Cellnex in Spain. And both of those companies use 100% hardware software from the Chinese Huawei. Swisscom uses Nokia, Finland, and Ericsson Sweden. And now they're also been starting to utilizing Chinese hardware software, Swisscom, which is 51% owned by the government and actually us people. Used to be a government, now they have privatized it, but we're still the major shareholders, the government itself. So you can see that the Chinese Communist Party concept is being well adopted by the worldwide agenda, and they're using this as a fascist communist system to implement their grand plan. So 5G is the infrastructure, and now obviously they have their dreams, 6G and beyond. And 6G is really done over 100 gigahertz, you know, and 300 gigahertz. That's crazy, the millimeter waves. I don't think we as humans, normal humans, will actually survive this. Because we already know at 40 gigahertz, and especially to 60 gigahertz, we're getting into the frequency bands where our hemoglobin is not able to take the oxygens in through our blood to our cells. It will prohibit us from being able to breathe and our cells to be supplied with oxygen. So there's a major problem with the hemoglobin, actually. So people will literally feel like they're walking up to the Mount Everest, suffocating, and that's how it's going to be. People will just fall over in the streets because they have not enough oxygen to even have their body function anymore. So I don't think we'll survive those things. There's just the technocrats going crazy. And, we just have to come to common sense. And that's what it takes right now. That's why we did this film. That's why Klaus Schneidegger did this film. Please take your time. It's 90 minutes. It's full gas. It's a real, like a cinema version, a full documentary. And we're literally, there's like three phases in it. We completely uncover the digitalization problem, starting also with the children and the habits of mommies, you know, mamas taking their cell phones or their tablets as a freaking babysitter. And this is a weapon system that drop into these kids' hands. It's crazy. So we uncover all that and you'll see. And then in the end, we talk about this study and I wanted to just maybe come back full circle. So the attorney, together with Klaus Schneidegger, the producer of the documentary, they had this idea to do the documentary, to give them the overview, give people the idea to, okay, a politician that maybe wouldn't hear. So anyway, they can watch the documentary at 10 o'clock at night in his underwear from home. He's not at the city council meeting where they're all like under pressure. Everybody needs to go with the system. Nobody can talk against it, right? But at home, we can educate them. And then they go back to the next meeting. It's like, oh, wow, did you watch this thing? I don't think we have ever talked about this and this and this. So we have the documentary to kind of open and crack the shell. Then we have the study that explained Atom 3 that shows factor 7.6, we're being overradiated over what a worker inside a nuclear plant and overdose radiation levels. You have to think about this. So this whole concept of ionizing versus non-ionizing is literally out the door. They have to completely rework this. We are not protected with these non-ionizing radiation levels because we just confirmed with this study, even at the low levels, we are getting chromosome abbreviation, DNA cracks, and stuff like that. So with that study, we now can evidence and go to court, and we're putting together the documentation to file the first lawsuits in Germany about this whole package. And then we're taking it one-on-one in Switzerland, and Daniel and I are going to go for it, man. We're going to sue this whole thing to just nail them.
Oh, God bless
you. So that's what we're doing.
God bless you. You know, I'm gonna come back for a second, you know, because we have been really, really studying and looking at, because you know what we do. And we're always looking for what's happening inside the body, what's being put into the body, whether it's with food and or whether it's with, you know, shots and different things like that. We know that there's way more that we can't control that we can't control. I mean, it's happening in our skies. It's happening in our oceans. It's happening in our water supply. It's happening in the soils. The soils have been completely depleted. I mean, we use fulvic minerals here in our house because it's the only way to try to get back what's been depleted from our soils. You know, I make what's called living water. You know, you put, you know, some water, a lemon, a little bit of, you know, mineral flakes for magnesium. And I throw in the fulvic minerals in there because we need to replace this. And then, you know, I brought up specifically the metals because a couple of things. Okay. I remember years ago when I started to look into this about what was being injected into our bodies, not just injected, but also interjected with foods and soils and different things like that. And one thing that kept coming up was, you know, aluminum hydroxide is one of them. Another one was glyphosate, which, you know, if people don't know what that is, it's what's inside of Roundup. It's they use it as a weed killer, and probably as pesticides too. But so, you know, you've watched our episodes, you know that we use zeolites, this one specifically, to help combat with the metals, and not just metals. Like I keep telling people this is not just about metals. Yes, it does heavy metals and soft metals, but it's also doing pesticides, the glyphosate stuff, the toxins in the environment, organic pollutants. We're talking about there's an agenda, an attack agenda all around. If they can't get you one way voluntarily, they're going to get you another way involuntarily. And so we use this. Now, one thing that's interesting to me about the 5G or radiation or EMF, I should say, not 5G, but EMF, and something like glyphosate or aluminum is what's happening to the pineal gland? What's happening to that part of our body? You know, many might say that's the third eye. Many might say that's your connection to the divine, to God. Well, that pineal gland, apparently, from what I hear is happening, is that's calcifying. It's calcifying. Yeah. So what's calcifying it? Well, could it be the glyphosate, the aluminum, together with then the EMF radiation? Is that what's happening? I mean, that's it. I don't know. I've got to look into this a little bit further. That's something that did come up in conversation, and I was like, wow, okay, this might be a thing that's really happening. So if that is a combination, Christian, this goes way, way deeper, way, way deeper. Because if they can calcify that pineal gland, I mean, that's your connection to God. So they say.
I think
I'm speaking out of, you know.
Yeah, this is very interesting, Michelle, because, you know, with the mRNA jab, we talked about this with the nanolipids and how that's going in through the blood-brain barrier and into the protein folding. So in other words, it gets in there. Remember the PCR test, the sticks going into the nose and going to scratch that surface and breaking through and crack it in the back? And straight up is just the pineal gland, like what you're talking about. So they're after this, I think. And if they can sever the connection in the pineal gland from working, in other words, they can intercept and break and intercept there our, you know, the connection to the divine, okay? And I think when you look at the ones that went through the mRNA jab and they did all the boosters, you can't even have a conversation like that. They glaze over, they face out. They can only do surface thing. They can no longer discuss, they walk away. So I think they are ready, absolutely. They're ready controlling a good batch of our people around us.
And you know, one of the things that I found yesterday, I was sent a picture of this about parasites that were in some of the shots. I'm not going to say all of them. It's some of them because, you know, there's so many batches out there. We can't say that all of them are one thing or another. I think there was multiple experiments going on. It's just my opinion. Yeah. But the parasites, guess what they feed off of? Metals.
Heavy metals.
Metals. So guess what? And you know, I'm sure you've heard Dr. Brian Artis talk about snake venom and the protein and all that. Well, you know, this also gets rid of those extra proteins in the body. So what's a protein? Snake venom.
Yeah.
Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah. Like,
this is incredible. This is incredible.
So you actually already have some solutions in place. I think this is great. Just so you know, with this film, our whole platform, we don't promote any
outside
any products whatsoever. We're strictly going for education and education. We don't get any involved because we have so many companies that are doing their products. So we're bringing the base they can show this video or that film and then do whatever. We really don't want to get involved. Okay. So whatever you guys do, but when you show this as an educational base, that digital dilemma, you'll see when you look through this, you will have great ideas. All the people that can benefit from this, schools, universities, blah, 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 blah. You know, all these mamas and all the soccer moms about all their kids. I mean, my gosh, it's crazy. So I think you guys have a perfect audience. And so it would be fun. And I think it would be great if I could maybe do an interview together. Bring Klaus Scheißegger, the movie maker. He is in a relationship with George Carlo. Do you know George Carlo?
No.
This guy is amazing. He is the number one mobile technology researcher in the United States. Why? I guess 23 years ago, he was working for the telecom industry and the government as a researcher showing that the EMF RF will not have a negative health effect for us. He got $28 million grant, Michelle. And he went to work, and he took his work serious. So he went back to these guys with their results, first level, second level, I don't care. I don't remember the details. So he showed evidence that, listen, guys, Houston, we have a problem. These EMF, RF are really caused. And then the study was done in Germany. And it's a cooperation between Germany, Austria, and Slovakia. That study got done just a little while ago, and I'll give you all the information. So in this study, they confirmed it's a control group, it's peer-reviewed, double-blind study, and it's confirmed. There was 12 and 12. So people, 12 that were literally exposed in a normal town, lots of radiation, you know, mobile, these masts, right, the antennas. And then there were 12 that were kind of hidden where there was a low radiation level for a longer time period. These people, so they were taking blood samples, the whole thing. It was a top scientific study that was performed, that was never, ever performed at that level worldwide. So this study is now making big waves, and why it's making waves is they have confirmed in this study, Michelle, that it blows your mind. It confirms that we as a society currently in these towns with these 3G, 4G, 5G radiation levels day and night, 24 hours a day, are being exposed factor 7.6 times higher than the maximum allowed radiation levels for co-workers inside a nuclear plant. So,
gosh.
We have more damages, chromosome abbreviation, and no DNA breaks, but chromosome abbreviation, that is extreme level. So we can confirm now that it's not just the thermal, which on ionizing, non-ionizing levels, it has to do also about the biological effects of us. So it's the first study that really confirms what we have been saying all along. And it's amazing. It's making waves in the science that anyone that has been, you know, kind of following the EMF, RF damages and studies, this study is absolutely going crazy. And I'll paste that thing into you so you can get to see it. You can download it in English. You know, it's in German and in English. And so now we just confirmed that we will actually do a fourth study. So ATOM, it's for ATOMISH. So it means it shows evidence that even at the low level radiation levels that they have set through the ICNIRP standards, we are getting these damages, the whole society.
The idea for the grant is not to find the problem, is to pay somebody to just go away.
That's correct. So that extremely motivated him, and he started a lawsuit against the whole group there. And that's now in court. I think it's going on again over 20 years in the court. So they have been playing this game. In the meantime, they even have burnt down his house.
Oh my God.
He's an unbelievable human. And so we are in contact with him. And he's also in the film, in the documentary. So is Martin Paul, Professor Martin Paul. Also, Professor Henry Lay. Okay, so these are the three U.S.-based top scientists in the United States that are also interviewees, participators, interview partners in the documentary, The Digital Dilemma. So I can only suggest that people take a chance, take the time, and look at the content of this documentary. And it's you know, it's created, produced, that it's not in your face, you know what I mean? Because we're trying to wake up the community, you know? We're trying to wake up the city hall. It's like, okay, listen, city council, you're responsible for what's happening here. And we are literally destroying and with our community, our people. And, you know, most people just, they don't know about it. So it's not a priority. When it's not a priority in the city council, then it gets just waved through. Nobody thinks it's a big deal. And then you have these huge government agencies and say, well, we are within the radiation levels. Nothing is happening. We're all safe. Yeah, right. So, and the problem is, as you probably know, I mean, if you research EMFRF, electrosmog, that is by most school medicine, okay, as a through the normal medical system, they don't learn about electrosmog. So they don't know what's causing the source
Christian,
of the problem.
What do they learn about?
Yeah, correct. That's a good question. So in other words, electrosmog is usually when people go to the doctor about their symptoms, they go to the doctor and the doctors, you know, they talk about, well, you're dealing, you know, you're dealing with a burnout because electrosmog brings a lot of the burnout symptoms, you know, can't sleep, stressed, fatigue, all these, you know, these symptoms, you know, and then they go to these medical doctors and they misdiagnose them and then also mistreat them. And they gave them a bunch of pharmaceutical drugs to go home and they make everything even worse and they get into this vicious cycle.
Misdiagnosis, mistreatment, because they've been misinformed.
That's exactly right. So with our documentary, we're trying to actually, you know, bring that cross, you know, kind of cross that chasm. And I'm really interested to see what you guys think when you have a chance looking into it.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely going to watch it. And I think everybody watching this needs to go and watch it. And I'll put this little intro up. We'll put it up on social media so that people can get this part of the information, at least to get there. And Christian, you know, we really need to find solutions because the government is not your friend. So we need to find solutions for it. So, you know, if it's your friend, you know, that device that you showed us earlier, if it's Corey Hillis with, you know, the EMF Soul, if this will help, we're trying anything that we can to try to mitigate some of this. You know, if you're
yeah,
using this to get rid of, you know, metals and parasites in your body, not just metals, the toxins, this accumulates. And I'll be honest, I keep coming back to the metals part because it's a huge concern knowing how much metals are already inside people's bodies. And guys, it's not that difficult. We're not just talking graphene oxide. You know, we're talking other things, aluminum, mercury. And don't tell me that you're not consuming mercury. It's, you know, in other words, thimerosal, look for it, look inside inserts. You're going to find this. It's in other medications as well. You're finding metals going into your food. You know, of course, what concerns me the most is what's being injected because of how, you know, with
yeah,
the emulsifier, polysorbate 80 and things like that, where it's getting into the brain, right? It bypass the blood brain barrier. So of course, that's a huge concern for me, but it's in everything, Christian. So if we're consuming all of these metals and this radiation is coming through, this EMF radiation is coming through, what is happening to people's bodies?
Yes. Yeah.
But we've got to find solutions. This is hugely important. We've got, look, kids are not going to stop going on their iPads. People are not going to stop using their cell phones. I mean, I'm in front of my computer right now. I've been in front of my computer for what? I've been working since 6 a.m. this morning. It's, you know, it's all day. Like you said earlier, when we got on the call, 14-hour days, we are not getting away from it. We got to try to mitigate it, but we can't live without it.
Yes.
And this is why Christian, I called you on today, because I'm trying to find solutions, and I know this could be huge. I know this could be a game changer. But it's just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Getting rid of metals and toxins and things like that. It's just the beginning. This is going to come through and it's going to affect us in other levels as well, no matter how clean you are. So I guess what I'm saying here is we have to find mitigation tools. We have to find solutions to not just prevent what's coming, but try to prepare the body to be as healthy as it can be so that when it does have to combat what's coming, you're at your best. You know, imagine if you're at your worst, Christian, then what? Imagine if you have none of these tools to help you, then what?
You know, absolutely correct. I mean, if we don't maintain our health, it's over. And the interesting thing is the studies that we have about EMF RF is mainly just 3G and 4G. 5G studies are very, very few, and especially not one of them long term. See? So we're way behind the game. You know, we're much, much further ahead with all these damages across the entire community. So you're absolutely correct. I mean, the first thing is to actually protect us. It's just like when in an airplane and you know what? There's a problem and the masks come down. You're supposed to put the mask on you first and then your neighbor. Why is that? Yeah. If you don't keep your health, you're no good. You could become a burden for everybody else around you. So we have to take care of our own personal immune system. And in order to do that, you got to go first through your entire house. It's best you go through each of your rooms in your house and identify, okay, what is radiating here? You know, yes, every electronic gadget, if that is your, you know, your alarm, right? If you have a TV in your bedroom, that's the first thing it's got to go. So the most important thing is your actually bedroom. There should be not one single electronic gadget in there. So we have to be fair. It's not just mobile telecom connectivity and all that radiation. We have to go through the entire house, even just a lamp. Just by unplugging it and sticking the plug in the other way, you can actually reduce the radiation level, you know, from an actual lamp. Like
okay, hold on a second. How are you going to flip it? Because here we have one side bigger than the other.
That's interesting. That's right. Here in Europe, we don't have that.
Let's see if I can find you one. Hold on a second. Well, not my, my Apple doesn't have it. So this is the same size.
Yeah. So I get it.
But so, not. Let me find you another piece of paper. Okay. Well, none of my examples are working because all of these are the same size. But normally the lamps will have one big, one wider, and one skinnier.
Yeah.
And the outlets. So how do you resolve that?
Here in Europe, we have a chance to actually plug certain things based on, you know, which evolutionary piece you're dealing with, you know, like where I'm at right now. This house was built in 51, so we have plugs where we can actually unplug it and stick it in the other way. It doesn't matter. So there's not a third pole like a grounding, so it's just two. So you can actually flip this, and you by that you can reduce by 1,000% the radiation level. By
I don't know which side.
I'm not an electrician. I don't know exactly how it works, but I went through with a professional that goes to house and does exactly that. So I also have a desk here. I have a desk where a stand-up desk, so I can go up and down the whole day. I sit and stand and go up and down. So this has a generator down below. And that when it's plugged in, it radiates my genitals like crazy. It's like insane. It's like when you see it on a gadget, when we measure this, it's going like up in a red level. So when I unplug this, then I'm like radiating free. I'm like literally safe. So all these things. So we have to go through the whole house and clean out all the stuff. And the bedroom's got to be absolutely free and clear from any electric piece, no electrical gadgets whatsoever. You got to unplug everything because at night, this is where we recover from our enzymes, our hormones that we need to relax and stuff. And when we are awake, you know, with all the EMF issues, you know, every 2 hours you get awake, you're awake, you're turning and you can't really sleep. So you have to clean all these things out, all the way to the induction stoves right now, all these new gadgets in the kitchen, right? All the induction. Well, tell you what, when you go read the small print on an induction stove, It says minimum distance is 1 meter to be at the stove. How are you going to cook a meal when you're supposed to be 1 meter, you know, away from the stove?
Oh my God.
And did you know that a microwave with our scientists, we discussed this, a microwave in use, and the people that stand in front of it, they heat up a cup of water to make a tea with the tea bag in it, 30 seconds, you know. Hey, they stand in front of it. These people need to be educated about it, that you can actually find out the frequency of an operating microwave 50 kilometers away. It will travel 50 kilometers.
Oh my God.
So we're just, you know, from a consumer protection, none of these companies are educating these people by having a cell phone, a 5G enabled cell phone is an extremely dangerous piece of equipment. And I call it in the documentary a weapon, because it is a weapon. They can weaponize it. They already, and I have a guy that is working in the Swiss military, an electronic war thing. He confirmed with me they already have the technology that can actually cause a heart attack over your cell phone. So now when they can even identify, okay, you talk bad about the government or this, they can literally cause a natural cause of death, giving you a heart attack over your cell phone, over the frequencies, because the cell phones are receiving and sending. So they can easily manipulate it to actually turn it to a deadly weapon. And the same thing, they use these cell towers, those cell, and these antennas, they can literally at night, okay, it's like I'm talking about, this is Chinese technology, hardware, software. I told you that all three mobile telecom providers in Switzerland have started to use two exclusively Chinese hardware software through a company that owns all these masts and locations in Switzerland, is located in Madrid, Spain, and the Chinese are supplying the tech support and everything out of Bucharest, Romania. So they can decide to radiate the Swiss communities, okay, at any given time. At 3 o'clock in the morning, they can turn up the radiation levels. That's why so many people wake up here in Switzerland between 2 and 3, can't sleep anymore. No one is monitoring the radiation levels over those masts. Nobody knows when you're sleeping how they're screwing around with all these radiation levels. So you know what? If they really go cranking it up, there's a very good chance a very big part of the people won't wake up in the morning if they're really ready. So when we follow the Henry Kissinger white paper about depopulation, it fits. There is no damage to us. There's no evidence that something happened to us other than a natural cause, a heart attack. You know, they never have to use a gun. They don't have to even come and vaccinate us. The frequencies, you know, these technologies, it's the perfect weapon to eliminate the population and minimize the population worldwide. It's the perfect way. And the problem they have to really make 5G work, they have to have crazy amount of antennas, because these millimeter waves, they don't travel as far. That's why they need so many masts. They have to have them so close together, and they have the repeaters, the small cell, the repeaters all over the place at the train stations, at the bus stations. They're underneath, you know, the manholes in the cities. Every manhole has one underneath it. I mean, it's crazy. So we have to stop it, and we can only stop it when we actually show our people, our society, you know, that we share our lives with and that go to work and to schools and stuff. We need to show them what is going on. And without being aware, nothing is going to happen. And this is why we're working day and night to have the people get the information and can make an educated decision about how to go about it. So first, educating, giving the information, help them understand, okay, how do I keep my health? You know, what's the solution there? You know, so I mean, you already have some great approaches, you know, figure out that you are using cable. It's like me. See here, My mouse is a cable connected again. I went back to the old. Nothing wireless. No wireless keyboard, no wireless mouse. Everything is back to using cables. No router, Wi-Fi, everything cable. I have for my cell, for my my cell phone, I have an Ethernet cable that is plugged into the router, 15 meter long. So I can plug it into my phone and I can use data. I have to put the phone on flight modus and then have data over the internet, and then I don't get radiated. So all these consumer protection, you know, things, we have to talk about it. We have to get it out there. And we have technology, maybe one last thing. We have a technology that's being developed here in Geneva, the university, about Li-Fi. So it's internet over the light. So they're developing that.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yes. So there are solutions to the problem. But you know what? Those ideas, they don't get funded by the government. They don't get the big grants like Bill Gates won't support that.
Oh, of course not. Well, I'll tell you, I had my house wired, so I had the Ethernet. It was coming to my computer using a long cord Ethernet too, and it wasn't working. So I don't know. Maybe send me a link for the ones that you got. I'd love to get, you know, and we can put this up for people too, so they can have an idea of which links worked, you know, which devices, which adapters worked to do that. My phone has that oval shaped.
Yeah.
So if we could find one that fits that, I'd love to connect that. And you know,
I'm gonna go grab one just to show it right here, okay?
Okay.
So here. See here? So this is the Ethernet cable, right?
Ooh. Okay, got it.
Right. Yeah, and then here is that device here. See here?
Yep, I see that. So I have
so one. I just plug that in here. And then this here goes then into the phone.
And it works. Okay, I'm gonna test it today. You put it on flight mode? Will you still
get it? It only works if you put it on flight modus.
But will you still get phone calls if it's on flight mode?
No, then you won't get phone calls. So, but I mean, that's we have to maybe you have to use your voicemail and then call them back.
So I have to have a phone for phone calls and a phone for internet.
Exactly. Then you got it. That's good.
Well, interesting. Cool. I loved this. This was a great call. We're definitely going to share your video. And maybe what we should do is maybe we should find a date to screen your film, if you'd be open to that.
Absolutely. I would really love for Klaus Scheidsteiger. He's such a great man to explain why he's doing it, his story. And he's filmmaker type. He does great interviews. He really is great. And he can explain the whole thing and, you know, just his whole motivation behind it, you know. And it's a perfect partnership. We really have fun together doing this.
Well, why don't you talk to him and see if he wants to come on and do a Q&A after we air his film, your film. Your
Yes. Yes.
So we can maybe, you know, go ahead and screen it. I could talk to Cloud Hub and get them to pin it so that their people can see it and you know, try to get this information out there. Let's pick a date. Let's go back to the drawing board, a date. I could talk to Dr. T and see if she wants to screen it or if she wants me to screen it. And then we could do that, you know, set aside, you know, 120 minutes or so, screen the film. You said it's a 90-minute film, right?
Yes, and you know what? We get you the file. You can download it so you guys have it. And however you want to do it, we'll take care of this.
Well, let's do that. So we'll screen it and then keep you guys on, like what we can maybe screen it like this through Zoom onto our platforms, keep you guys on to do a Q&A afterwards. And we can
invite
a live studio audience. Okay, so let's plan for that.
That would be a fantastic thing to launch this thing with you guys then. That would be really fun.
Okay,
that sounds great.
Pick a date and get back to you.
Let's do it. Thank you so much, Michelle.
Yeah, no, thank you. I appreciate the information. I'm going to look into that. I'm going to look into this more about the metals and the EMF because I think we're really onto something here.
I think so too. Absolutely. I mean, there's some studies and some patents out there. It's just a matter of accumulating this together and organizing it and presenting it so people can make their own, views about the whole thing. But thanks so much for your time, Michelle. That was really fun, very spontaneous, right on, ad hoc.